comment about, was there anything else about the lots in particular compared to, say, the ones across the streets or at Holiday Hills? I mean, is there any, you just haven't gotten to those yet?
Correct. And okay. And I know, like, Emery Creek, well, the developer lots are 12,500.
Okay.
So, you know.
Here's what I would say. Much like the residential situation, I would like to see, you know, when we got something so close that's 5,000, I would like to see, I understand you can't do everything every year. I understand what you're trying to do. And there was a comment up here that probably isn't that far off, but in this particular case, with lots across the street with 5,000, and I think that I'm going to have to second the motion and let you guys do a more universal across the board until you get to a point. In other words, it's going to be easier to deny this motion when we have done it across the board, but it's harder when we haven't. So in this particular case, I'm going to second the motion.
We have a motion on the BOE numbers 100 through 134.
Well,
I think 106 was canceled yesterday.
I think we're talking about this particular subdivision.
Right, but there's 38.
There are lots. 38, is that correct?
There should be 38 lots in there if we didn't screw up the paperwork in putting it together.
Well, now, number 106, he's in the same subdivision or different?
They canceled yesterday.
I know they canceled, but they're not in any of...
Well, 113 and 114 need to be pulled because they're buildings, they're not the lots.
Okay, I'm gonna amend my motion.
Yeah, in other words, it's... As to the vacant lots in that subdivision, that's the ones where the motion is to, right?
We need BOE numbers.
Well, there's two of his appeals that are 113 and 114 that are houses. And
is
buildings.
That correct, Steve? 113 and 114 are the ones with buildings?
It appears, yeah, because there's valuations on
which lot numbers?
Well, these are the Coon Creek Farms, Lot 4, Lot 1.
Correct. Those are separated from, that's a different deal, not a part of that subdivision.
Okay, so on these lots,
so on number 112, that's at 3,000, so we're moving that up to 5.
No, I think we need to adjust. Just to clarify, Steve, you're asking for the ones that are currently valued at 10,000 to go to 5.
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what the 112 is. Okay. I don't know if that's a separate.
Rayfield sublot 6.
See, there's only the first.
I know what that is. That's a set. That's a different one.
I think the first 12 here from 100 to 111. Are the ones that are 10,000, and then we can go on. Want to do that at least for this motion?
Well, it's not 106.
And this Evergreen Ridge, it's running through.
That's a different one yet.
115 through 119.
So really, through 112 is what you're going to go initially.
Well, 112 to 3,000.
Okay.
So let's. Could you amend your motion, Mr. Chairman, to 100 through 111,
well,
excluding 106, because that's been withdrawn, apparently?
I'm going to try to make this as easier for the clerk's office, because they got to translate this. We might want to just read the numbers.
That would be great.
If this helped you, this is all the cards with the numbers.
We can get them.
Okay.
I might have those too.
That's a lot of cards.
We tried to do it as one grouping in one deal, but we were told to do each one individually, so it does make it more complicated for all of us.
I'm just circling them all.
I get it.
I'm going to go in and just read the numbers.
Okay. All the ones I've done in the past, they grouped them together in the same subdivision, so it's a little weird to me.
those are different. Oh, those are the same ones.
They're the same one.
So there were some that went to 94.
But that's the past. Things change.
No, it's a different subdivision.
That's different. A different subdivision?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make this, all these lots, these 38 lots, are in the subdivision of the Woodlands at Cross Creek, correct?
Yes, but there are, because we replatted, there's a phase two and phase three to those replats.
And are those the ones like in JMS property and then...
Those should be all in SMBZ properties, except for six are in 417s, LLC, and the rest should be in SMBZ.
Well, we've only got 13. We've only got 13 properties. In.
Well, if you go to 2021-81, I think he starts up again, Woodlands at Cross Creek.
Yeah. What page is that?
Thank you.
Oh, there we are.
Are you also 417 LLC?
Yes.
Okay, so that's page 13.
Wesley, do I need to read the BOE numbers on all of these for a motion? What's the best way to make a motion? We understand the spirit of the motion. We need to get the detail for you guys to be able to translate it, the clerk's office. What's the easiest?
It'd be best to have it on record as HBOE number.
Okay. I will do that because I know you got work in here and then you got work outside of here translating us. So I want to be sensitive to that. What BOE number 98, Woodlands of Cross Creek Property Owners Association, that's the same.
No, that's a different deal.
The Woodlands at Cross Creek are not in here?
He said Homeowners Association.
Well, it says Woodlands at Cross Creek Property Owners Association. That's a $10,000 lot. It has your phone number on it.
Give me a BO, give me a parcel number.
Ending in 102.
49.
It's also at 10,000.
It might be green space for
There's
you.
There's one that's green space that's separate.
Yeah, I bet you that's green space.
Can you pull that up on the map?
Sure.
That might be the easiest way to look at it. There might be one that's the roads, and then there's one that's the green space, I believe.
Okay.
So that's the road. So that's a little bit different. My argument there would be it's the roads. It should be whatever minimum it is, but, I mean, eventually it will go to the county.
That would be 98. Right?
Yeah. So the evergreens are not a part
right.
of this, correct?
Correct.
What about the 417s?
417 LLC.
The six 417 LLC are six of those lots.
Okay.
We Was that, that was the 49102. I think it's all of these at the top.
I think I'm close. I don't think, you don't have BOE numbers on the letters.
That's on top of them, yes. It's on these letters at the top, right here. So they're actually on all of these.
Let's say board of equalization number.
So now, are you going to turn this road over to the homeowners association? Or what are you going to do with that?
Yeah, that's about right.
It's, it will get turned over to the HOA, and once we get the waters and sewers figured out and run so that we don't have to go through that. But we got to set it up where we're going to set aside money from every sale to put that last layer of asphalt on. We just do that a separate count at the title company, and you know, it protects everybody to get it done. But yeah, it will get turned over. Then it'll get turned over to the county when we're 75% full in the subdivision, because they don't want to take it over with just two houses.
So is anybody paying on this right now? The people that have houses, do they pay in
make this exhibit?
HOA at all or anything?
They pay in the HOA, which is the use of the lake. That's it. So it, and the road over the dam is in the HOA. So this road is a different, separate.
Is that translatable?
Yeah. I'll just want to make copies of that. It's good. I'm sure if you just want to take those back.
Yeah, because this is this is all the originals.
Okay, when you assess the road, I mean, you just go out and assess
yep,
on
I am.
Asphalt and that kind of thing? Or?
We fought quite a bit. I'm not sure when we got that fixed. It was sold to us from the bank, and it was did not have a clear title for the road. So it took about 8 months to fix it. We just got that fixed. They had the old owners that originally developed it technically still own the road, but the bank sold it to us. So it was kind of a mess. So that's why a lot of things didn't happen until this year instead of last year. We actually didn't even have the right to drive on the road to get to our lots. Not that anybody was questioning it or stopping us, but you can't sell a house if you don't have a clear title to the road. So if we still had that in place, I'd be telling you the lots are worthless.
And what are we priced on for that? What are we valued at?
On the road?
On the road?
I'm going to write on this, and okay. Then I'll...
You can make it $100 assessed. Make it $100 assessed if you want. It's kind of like Ruby's thing.
Okay.
On the road.
And then maybe
so
make
it... on the road, Mr. Creedon, bring it back to hello? Mr. Creedon.
Sorry.
So on the road, if we made that $100 assessed like we've done for Mr. Ruta for stuff that...
Green spaces, yes.
We could do that.
Correct. I agree with that 100%.
Okay, so which one is that BOE number?
I believe it's 107.
107, okay.
We're going to make that exhibit A, 2021. Yes, ma'am.
On the road itself, just like we've done for Mr. Rudolph with things that they can't, we were going to change that to 100 assessed, if we could.
Not the one you're working on.
Okay.
No. It's the just next the one. The road that's stuck in there. So when we get to that, BOE.
It's on 98.
I'm sorry.
It's on the 98.
BOE 98.
We're gonna make that exhibit.
These are different than that.
Those are the same parcels as that. They're just a different company name.